Hey everybody, it's Leslie.
And Mike.
Did
I do it again?
You didn't do it the way you normally do it. Your shtick.
yeah, I'm not.
And Mike.
And no shtick.
No shtick. Yeah, we started last time and asked him if that was his shtick. And so then we had to have a debate over where the word came from. And I had to go look it up. And it is?
It's a Yiddish term. Derived from German.
German. But then we were also talking about it being your spiel.
Yeah, and that's a German
term.
It's just German. Yeah, but...
not Yiddish.
Yeah.
So anyway, here we are again. Yeah. And we're here for the reading of my weekly blog about midlife life in the McShane house. And how grand it is, right, Mike?
Yeah.
It's a barn burner.
Woo!
Woo! This week's... Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by whom by? Bring
Mile
it. Mile Wide Beer Company in the Louisville, Kentucky.
We're still drinking on our inventory from 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think.
I think it was just 2 weeks ago.
So this
you
is
think
the
it was
third,
three?
This is the third week. Yeah, but we're out. We have one left.
Oh, is that
we
it?
We have one left. So.
But so how
so
long
we're screwed
do you...
for tomorrow night.
Well, no, because they're...
You're going to go out and get some?
Right. So, how long do you think that canned beer is good? How long is it allowed to sit in the refrigerator?
Depends on how many hops, what the hops are in it. But that's funny thing is the IPAs were like, they were the ones who were supposed to be, you know, made to last ocean trips.
Ocean trips?
Yeah, that kegs of IPAs.
Huh.
But these, you know, I mean... few weeks and maybe
they start getting a little.
Yeah, I don't drink them much.
They
after.
Start getting a little bitter beer.
Just skunky, a little skunky.
A little skunky. So these are like 3 weeks old.
Yeah, but these are still fresh. I mean, but we got them fresh. We bought them.
Yes,
fresh.
Yes. They were right off the line, basically. So anyway, all right. So yeah, I read this blog to Mike every Friday night. I write it during the week. We sit out back. I read it to you, Mike, and why? Why
do you read it?
Why? Because Mike just doesn't like to read. You know, I've heard that a lot recently.
No.
And it's not just you. It's not just that other podcast, those other two podcasts I was listening to. I've heard it several times that people don't like to read. What is up with you people that don't like to read? Because that's all I do, it feels like.
Well, I don't know. I think it's really, I just like to be read to. It reminds me of my younger days.
Yeah. All right. So am I going to need to start tucking you in at night?
Exactly.
And reading all the websites
to you? Can I lay down?
That you're like perusing through? Oh. How's your week been?
Busy.
Yeah? Really?
It's been, you know, fairly mellow at work. Busy at work. Good work. But selling lots of bike stuff. So
why are you selling a lot of bike stuff?
So I can pay for new bike stuff.
Has the new bike stuff already been purchased?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
And I say that as I know that there are two boxes sitting on the front porch right now that need to be brought inside.
They're already brought in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They are wheel sized.
Yes, they are.
So you bought new wheels?
Wheels.
You bought new wheels, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm building this bike one piece at a time.
You waiting on some bolts?
That's funny that you say that.
Because you are. I had a decent week. Nothing like earth shattering. Just you know, don't eat that chip on this microphone because that's really loud. Anyway, you ready for the Friday Night Beer Blog?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And tonight I will say that we are eating some off-brand tortilla chips, the Santinas, and because they were $2.29, because I went to go get some of our beloved Tostitos, those bad boys were $5.59 a bag. It's crazy. Well, thank goodness for cheap chips, or there would be no chips at all.
That's right.
All right. You ready? You ready for the reading?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Title of this week's beer blog is, I've been in a Barbra Streisand kind of mood. You read
Which
that.
Which one?
Which one? Which one what?
which one of her moods?
No, I've been in a Barbara Streisand kind of mood.
Yeah, but she's got so many.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about me. Anyway.
But no, wait. You just said August, Barbara Streisand.
Kind of mood.
Okay.
August 19th, 2022, the 79th official Friday Night Beer blog. You are asking a good question if it's, what does that even mean? Meaning the title. I'm even asking myself, but as I sit here every day with my head buried in a textbook or have eyes on the computer while my fingers tap across the keys at a furious rate, that is the answer I came up with. Truly, I have been in a Barbara Streisand kind of mood for months. Did you know that?
Well, you've shared your moods with me, but I'm not sure if this is positive or negative, so.
Okay. Right. Subheading, music is my gas.
You said gas.
I said gas. I listen to a shit ton of music. I do.
I know.
All day, straight up, I listen to music when I work out, the Lizzo channel, when we ride, NXS, REM, but mainly
the 70s
channel. When I go through my meditative morning routine, Dario Marianelli channel. And while, or should I say, if I shower and get dressed. But I especially listen to music while I work, while I create content, while I study these days. Music all day. And not just any old rando radio station. I have many streaming options created and music lists curated from which I choose depending on what I'm working on, where my head is, and what my mood is. I know you're down with that.
I'm down with that.
I know you understand that.
Yes.
There's a train somewhere in the distance. You hear it? Obviously, it is easier for me to listen to music during the day, given the research and creative nature of what I do. Luckily, I am not on conference calls and meetings, meeting patients or customers, or performing for Zoom all day.
Like moi?
And I'm sorry if that describes your work day. Mike. Sad face emoji. But music is the gas that I need to give me the energy to get through the day. Subheading. Why not any other singer or band? Back to Barbara Streisand. Babs has basically become the theme music of my work hours the last 2 to 3 months. The feeling snuck up on me. It was a need I stumbled into, and her music and other music like hers has been extremely beneficial for me during this time. What is it about the Barbara Streisand channel to make me pretty dependent on it? Or what has it been about the last few months to tie me to this channel? I will say that becoming reliant on one channel isn't something that I'm new to. You don't think so? It is something that my one-track mind definitely does. Like when I was training for a marathon, I ran strictly
Rage Against the Machine
to my Neil Diamond channel.
Oh. Ooh.
I did. I wasn't going fast. I couldn't have a Rage Against the Machine going on.
You couldn't
on.
Keep up with that pace.
No, I couldn't. And have Neil Diamond. Where was I? Oh. And when I was doing a lot of painting inside and outside the house, it was strictly the Lionel Richie channel. I've gone through phases of David Bowie, Prophets of Rage, Sting, Little River Band, Pink Floyd, Justin Bieber, Shirley Horn, and Megan Thee Stallion. All in the last couple of years. And each of these phases were absolutely tied to things that I was doing, goals I was working toward, or jobs I was working on at the time, like Neil Diamond and Lionel Richie were previously. Subheading.
Our channels are so different.
They are, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Why the funny girl? Because you know that's Barbara Streisand, right?
She's good.
Funny? Yeah. No, funny girl.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. The movie. But right now, during the day, It's the Barbra Streisand channel. The channel is full on Babs singing solo and Babs with the likes of Celine Dion, the Bee Gees, Bryan Adams, and others. And then there are other tunes mixed in from the likes of Bette Midler, Michael Bublé, the Carpenters, and Kenny Rogers. Now don't laugh because you like a good Kenny Rogers song.
Hey man, sometimes you just got to know when to fold them.
Hold them. And then fold them.
Sometimes you got to know when to hold them.
And then when to fold them. Yes, yes.
Hey, and you got to know when to walk away.
when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Every time enough to count when the deal is done. Okay. The same songs are in a rotation in about a four-hour block. And when the block ends, it starts again. I hear and stop to listen to some of them, like Lady Gaga's I'll Never Love Again from A Star Is Born. Excellent song. But the majority of them, I don't even hear because they are just melodic background.
Mm-hmm.
These last few months, I've been jamming and cramming through a lot of studying for my personal trainer certification, as well as content creation for this blog, the podcast, and a book of affirmations that I'm currently writing. There's been a lot of reading, reflecting, and mental building that has been happening in the season. For that reason, I was in need of finding something that landed between soft, familiar, and metronomish so that I would be able to crank out work while being audibly soothed.
You should have just asked me to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to sleep. I needed to get work done. Subheading, silence carries an AK-47. That's kind of a handy head. Heavy-handed subtitle.
That's a beer, by the way.
No. What I'm doing, I'm trying to pump up my SEO.
Oh.
I know that there are many people who can't work without any distractions at all, music included. They have to have complete quiet. I almost said silence. Complete quiet. You may be one of them.
Yes.
You are? Really?
Not complete, but like the only thing I can listen to is classical music. And if I have words in it, I'd start to follow the words.
For me, there's just no way I would ever get anything done in total silence. It is deafening to me. I seriously believe I have to keep my ears busy in order for my other senses to work. I think that may be a personal problem. I know that I will eventually
just trying to keep your inner demons like at bay.
Is that what
That's
it is?
That's soothing those so your other part of your brain can do something else.
I know that I will eventually get tired and move on from the Barbra station, but much like I have with others, it will have served its purpose because the things being done in this creative season are impressive, even to me. No judging, because I totally wouldn't say that about myself if I didn't believe it. That was a pretty bold statement by me. Subheading, the concept of theme music. I guess you could say that in this season, what I'm listening to on the Barbra Streisand channel has become the theme music to this stage of my creative life. Theme music is important because it gives the moment in time more depth and deeper emotion tied to it. Somewhere down the line, it might even help bring you back to a time that you may have felt more in tune with real feelings and with yourself, good or bad. I definitely have a tendency to tie my work to music. They become intertwined when I'm listening to one and creating the other. She would never know this, but Barbra and her station have been quite inspirational in the things I've been thinking about, trying, and then stretching myself to do. And this whole way of doing things, and if this whole way of doing things sounds weird to you, I say, don't knock it till you try it. Put on a soothing tune, pull out a pen and paper, or belly up to your Microsoft Word, and go, and just see what happens. That's it, Mike.
I do the same thing.
Do you?
Yeah, I did the other day when I was doing some landscaping yard work there.
Yeah? Uh-huh. You just put on some music and
I
tuned
did. It
out?
It wasn't Barbra Streisand.
It wasn't?
I was digging holes, spreading dirt, so I needed to be a little more aggressive.
I have a feeling you were listening to the 70s, though.
No, no, that's way too mellow.
What were you listening to?
Fugazi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Fugazi channel.
As long as I got the work done, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Fugazi fan.
I know.
I don't think that I will ever have a streaming channel of Fugazi.
No, you're missing out.
But I never say never. You never know. I mean, if the mood and work calls for it, maybe. Yeah. Who knows? So is that going to be something you're going to be listening to for a while, or was it just that day and you're done?
No, I listen to it when I ride quite a bit. That and the Dag Nasty channel, and then the Pixies, but
only when I'm not with you.
Yes, when you're with me, it's the Cure, 70s light channel.
No, you pick the 70s. I don't pick the 70s.
I know. Because that's what saves me from all the other... The 90s rock, the Lionel Richie channel. And
no, I would never listen to Lionel Richie when I'm riding. That's a different mood. That's a different whole mindset for me.
NXS. You're in NXS stuff.
I dig some 80s tunes while I'm riding the bike. And 90s rock if it's not annoying.
I don't know. And then we were listening to the Pink Floyd channel the other day, and they were just playing like orchestra Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like. I think you had something weird pulled up.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. When they get like that, it's like listening to the Grateful Dead. I was never a Grateful Dead fan.
I wasn't either. I do appreciate some of their music, but...
I did go see Grateful Dead, though, so I can say that I did do that.
Yeah. But anyway, never mind.
And the girl in front of me was like on a trip from hell, man. She was like, woohoo! Twirling around in her prairie skirt. It was something to behold. I was like, well, I've been here. I've done that. I can almost predict what song is coming up next. I've been listening to the Barbra Streisand channel so much. Yeah. But see, I wear headphones all day, so you would never know that that's what I'm listening to all day. I know you don't.
I know you're not listening to me because I talk to you all day long and you're just walking around ignoring me.
I do hear you.
I am ignoring you, though. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but I think I'm getting to the end of this.
So you need to broaden your horizons.
No. I will pick something else, and then I'll wear it out.
Like, you need to go, like, maybe even, like, post-punk station.
No, see, I can't do it. For work, I have to have something that is in a certain...
It's basically mind-numbing. Not challenging. It's just vanilla. It's just, like, it goes in and goes out. There's no substance to it.
I wouldn't say that the music I'm listening to has
I was just trying to poke you. And you
did. I was just kind of like, no, I was trying to figure out what my next thing is going to be to listen to. I'm going to have to put some thought into that.
It's going to be a Boss Gags channel?
It might be a Boss Gags channel. No, I would be too vested into listening to every single one of those songs. I don't know. I have to give it some thought. Anyway, what you got coming up this week, Mike?
Work.
Really?
Race. First cross race tomorrow.
First cross race tomorrow that you should not be going to.
No, but I had to take something to Indianapolis to sell it, so I'm killing two birds.
Yeah, we're celebrating a friend's 60th birthday tomorrow. Hard to believe.
60.
Yeah, and she's not the first one of our friends to turn 60, so they're falling like flies over here. Is that the phrase, falling like flies?
I don't know. That implies dying.
Dropping like flies. That's what it is. And then we're supposed to have a big birthday party over here on Sunday.
The birds are going crazy.
Oh, those aren't birds.
Yeah, those are birds.
Are they?
Oh, and the cicadas or whatever.
That's the cicadas that I hear. But it's supposed to rain on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a big bummer because we're doing the August birthday party on Sunday.
Yeah, what I was just saying.
Oh, did you say that?
I did. You weren't. See, you listening to Barbra?
Did you say something?
You listening to Barbra Streisand channel over there, ignoring me? and then this coming week, it's just We're just cruising on through summer.
Yeah, what do you, cruising have, on what do you through, have going on?
We're just cruising on through August. This coming week on The New Old You, I'm...
College.
Huh?
No.
I'm talking with Dale Troy of Crush College Stress.
Yeah. See, I listen to you occasionally.
Yeah. And she's going to be talking about strategies on helping our college freshmen deal with newfound college stress and the red flags that we need to be looking for. Because even though they're gone and we may feel like our job is done, we still need to be checking in with them from afar, making sure they're doing okay. So I'm going to be talking to her on Wednesday. That's it. So...
Cool.
Anything else? Anything you want to add? Man, summer is in full effect here tonight. It is loud.
No, I don't want it at the end, though. So.
All right.
The days are getting shorter, and it's starting to depress me early.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well,
on that note, we can have a conversation about that.
No, I shouldn't depress you. Live for today. Don't be sad about what might be happening. Oh, my gosh.
I know it's coming.
Glass half empty. All right,
But the good thing about the...
What?
Summer ending. Fall's around the corner. Football.
Well, preseason's already started. So.
I know, but, you know, preseason's like all the B players.
It is all the
B. They don't even hit hard. I could take a hit like that.
I'd like to see that. I would truly like to see it. Life insurance paid up, right? All right. We hope that you have a great week. We hope you have enjoyed this podcast. And if you have, rate it. Why not? Right, Mike?
Yep.
Five stars. And we will see you again next week. See you.
See you.